News. Here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun. The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Detroit Pistons advanced in the NBA playoffs, winning a first-round Game 7 at home Sunday against Orlando, 116-94. The Pistons had trailed 3-1 in the series. Instead, it'll be Detroit hosting a Game 1 of the next round Tuesday against Cleveland. The Cavaliers Sunday night were down by 9 points late first half, but still came back to eliminate Toronto, 114-102. In the NHL playoffs, Colorado won its second-round opener 9-6 over Minnesota. Earlier, the first round ended with a Montreal Game 7 victory, 2-1 at Tampa Bay. Montreal finished with just 9 shots on goal, the fewest ever in an NHL playoff win. Cameron Young won by 6 strokes in Miami at Doral. Chase Elliott was the NASCAR winner at Texas. Kimi Antonelli took the Miami Grand Prix. Sunday Night Baseball had Detroit at home, beating the Texas Rangers 7-1.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
The season of winning is still blooming at Tachi Palace with Petals and Payouts. Every Thursday in May, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., 4 winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And mark your calendar. On May 21st and 28th at 8 p.m., one lucky winner will drive away with an Airstream. The cash keeps blooming, so don't miss your shot. It's Petals and Payouts, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts. Sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear, plus hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, May 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Early voting for San Luis Obispo County begins this week. Paso Robles City Council to begin review of budget expenditures and revenues. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. And with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Elections Office has announced that mail ballots will be sent out starting on today, and drop boxes for San Luis Obispo County will open in Tuesday. May 4th marks an important day for the primary election. The Satellite Atascadero Elections Office will open to the public tomorrow, and both it and the San Luis Obispo County Elections Offices will begin offering a new method of early voting. Voters can cast their mail ballot at the office without using a return envelope. This will require the voter to complete and sign a brief form, with the signature being checked immediately against their voter record. One advantage of using the new method is that ballots can cast in person without an envelope will be counted early and included in the first results released at 8 p.m. on election night, according to the clerk recorder's office. This method is only available inside of one of the two elections offices. Any ballot deposited into an official county drop box still requires a signed return envelope, as well as ballots returned to a polling place on election day. The county sheriff's office responded to Montaña de Oro State Park on Saturday regarding an adult male kayaker in distress. Witnesses at the scene told the sheriff's office that the kayaker was flipped over by waves and his life vest somehow slipped off his body. In coordination with California State Parks, the U.S. Coast Guard, and CAL FIRE, the kayaker's body was located. CPR was performed, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. His identity is being withheld, pending notification of next of kin. Paso Robles City Council to review potential expenditures and revenues for fiscal year budget. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles City Council will continue discussing its budget for the next fiscal year, which must be approved by the end of June. In previous meetings, the council discussed and approved broader, overarching goals for the city, while its next meeting tomorrow will present estimated revenues and expenditures. Projections for fiscal year 2026-27 put the city at a small surplus of about $151,000, continuing to add on to its projected reserves of $16.6 million. The city highlights Measure J20 and I-24 as key funding sources for public safety and infrastructure needs across the city. The Police Department, Paso Fire and Emergency Services, and Public Works currently remain the largest expenditures by department for the city. While the projected budget is balanced, staff also says that the budget can be adjusted based off changes approved by the city. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The City of Atascadero held its 10th annual Tamale Festival this past weekend, starting on Friday and continuing into Saturday. Over 23 tamale vendors were in attendance, with the Best Tamale Contest, Tamale Eating Contest, and Chihuahua and Pet Costume Contests. The city has announced the winners for each contest. Best Overall Tamale went to Mary's Cuisine Catering of San Luis Obispo. They also won Gourmet Tamale. A traditional tamale winner was La Luz del Mundo from Victorville. The City of Atascadero sincerely thanks its sponsors, judges, volunteers, and vendors for making the 10th Annual Tamale Festival a success. A TikToker was arrested on Friday in San Luis Obispo County after a follower reported him live streaming while driving under the influence. CHP spokesperson Angela Molinar said that a person called in from across the country in Kentucky, saying that a man was on social media live streaming while drinking and driving. The driver was originally reported to have been possibly drinking in the parking lot at Planet Fitness San Luis Obispo, but there was not enough information to go off from the original call. However, dispatchers watched the live stream themselves and observed the suspect in Pismo Beach and Shell Beach. CHP officers eventually located the suspect in his vehicle on Shell Beach Drive. He was arrested for suspicion of DUI at around 3:12 p.m. His account had more than 11,000 followers. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the White Sox 4-3, the Athletics over the Guardians 7-1, the Mets beat the Angels 5-1, the Rays over the Giants 2-1, The Dodgers beat the Cardinals 4-1. The Yankees over the Orioles 11-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Padres. The Dodgers will go against the Astros. The Angels will go against the White Sox. The Yankees will face the Orioles. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers won their series against the Rockets in their final game on Friday, 98-78. Conference semifinals start today, and the first game of the Lakers and Thunder will be tomorrow. In California news, California, Arizona, and Nevada have proposed a voluntary water-saving measure for the next 3 years, aimed at buying time while negotiations for the shrinking Colorado River reservoirs are deadlocked. The seven states with legal rights to Colorado River waters have failed to agree on how to spread the pain of lost access. For the first time, the organization behind the Oscars has addressed the use of artificial intelligence for performances and scripts for the 2027 Academy Awards. The new rules state that the tools neither help nor harm the chances of achieving a nomination, and that the Academy will take into account the degree to which human was at the heart of the creative authorship. A ruling issued on Friday by the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals blocks providers from mailing prescriptions of certain abortion pills, instead requiring patients to obtain the drug in person at clinics. This would include states like California, where the pill is legal. Governor Newsom pushed back against the decision, saying, quote, California will continue to stand for women's rights to choose and fight like hell against those who seek to reach across our border and tear that fundamental right away. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Moisture sensors can give helpful information to farmers, but it's not always a complete picture of water needs in that field or orchard. That's why researchers at UC Riverside are trying to build models that would enable a soil water map. To do this, they combine data collected from soil moisture sensors with something called electrical conductivity readings. Professor of Precision Agriculture Elias Scudiero is leading the research.
Electrical conductivity measures how a volume of soil can conduct electricity. So if the soil can conduct electricity, it means that it's got more water content in it or more salts in the soil. And when you have like a strong gradient of soil type, you would have also like sand that has lower conductivity and clay content that has higher conductivity. The water content tends to go hand in hand with the texture of the field scale. So we were able to leverage also this type of relationships when we're doing our research. So that gives us an information of if the soil is conductive or if the soil is not as conductive. So this is kind of like a relative indication of the soil spatial variability, which has the need to be converted to a measurement that makes more sense for the growers, which is the volumetric water content.
Scudiero hopes this system can replace limited sensor data and a lot of the guesswork in irrigation decisions.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening May 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on
cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. For young 4-H and FFA livestock exhibitors, the County Fair Auction Ring is the reward for months of hard work, investment, and responsibility. Unless their animals don't attract buyers. But thanks to community coalitions that step up into purchase no-bid animals, kids can be spared this disappointment and financial loss. Among them is the 37th District Buyers Coalition. Parents, businesses, and community groups who banded together in 2022 to support youths exhibiting at Santa Barbara County Fair in Santa Maria. Led by former livestock exhibitors who now have children showing in the ring, the group raises funds to buy the auction animals and then donates the meat to nonprofits serving people experiencing food insecurity. To date, the coalition has purchased animals from 260 local kids and has donated more than 80,000 pounds of meat to local charities. This is a win-win-win, said Renly Pope, the coalition's president. The kids benefit, the community benefits, and we all feel better being a part of it. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny starting on Thursday and continuing into Sunday. Mostly sunny on Monday. Upper 70s Wednesday, mid-60s on Thursday, upper 80s on Friday, low 90s Saturday and Sunday, 86 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
eBay shares are higher, up more than 5%, but GameStop shares down more than 3%. eBay's considering an unsolicited takeover bid from GameStop, which has already purchased 5% of the business. Barron says GameStop shares are slumping because the purchase deal for $56 billion has a hold on the financing, and GameStop has said it may issue more stock. The American Express unit that serves businesses is being taken private. Long Lake Management is buying American Express Global Business Travel for $6.3 billion. Data management software company Palantir Technologies reports earnings after the Wall Street close. Wall Street is anticipating earnings will more than double. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
America's Judeo-Christian Foundation was affirmed by 1,000 pastors partnering with the Israeli government and the people of Israel this past December. Come hear Pastor Frank Triggs of Paso Robles as he reports on this historic event with information on the October 7th atrocities committed by Hamas and the heroism of the people of Israel. Join Pastor Frank Monday, May 4th at the monthly Slo County Tea Party meeting at Republican headquarters. Meeting starts at 6 p.m. with soda and snacks provided. Don't miss this epic presentation. See you there.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
And remember the Red Scooter Deli. They've been serving you fresh, delicious food for over 16 years in the North County. And use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Order online or in person. They're located at 711 6th Street, right next to the pet department, with tons of parking. And go to redscooterdeli.com. They're open daily 6:30 to 4. You can also call them 805-237-1780.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Virtually everyone in the Old West had at least one nickname. Charlie Lejeune had two. They were Long Neck Charlie and Rattlesnake Dick. The first wasn't hard to live up to, but the second one was surely an overstatement. Teenager Charlie Lejeune came out west to the New Mexico Territory, where he got into a shooting fracas. It's not known what happened to the other guy, but Charlie was shot in the leg, which resulted in his having a limp for the rest of his life. Charlie stole a horse and a mule, and before long there was a posse after him. He escaped into the Arizona Territory, eventually ending up in Tombstone, where his luck ran out. He was arrested and returned to New Mexico. But fortunately for Charlie, the complainant failed to show up, and he was released. 2 years later, in 1885, Charlie got into another shootout in Silver City. Again, Charlie was arrested. But he was released on a bond posted by County Sheriff Harvey Whitehill. Quite possibly, Harvey stepped forward with a bond because he and Charlie had been involved in some illegal dealings together. For later, Harvey Whitehill was indicted on a number of crimes. While out on bond, Charlie again stole a couple of horses, and again he was arrested and brought back to Silver City. This time, the complainant showed up, and no one posted bond. As a result, Long Neck Charlie spent 2 years at the Santa Fe Territorial Penitentiary. On May 4, 1877, Charlie Lejeune was released from prison. Not wanting to have anything to do with prison again, he dropped out of sight. Then again, maybe that's how he picked up the nickname Rattlesnake Dick. Charlie Lazure may have just slithered under a rock somewhere.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Pastorable City Council will continue discussing its budget for the next fiscal year, which must be approved by the end of June. In previous meetings, the council discussed and approved broader, overarching goals for the city, while its next meeting tomorrow will present estimated revenues and expenditures over the next few fiscal years. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. The County Elections Office has announced that mail ballots will be sent out starting today, and drop boxes for voting in San Luis Obispo County will begin on Tuesday. The satellite Atascadero Elections Office will open this week, and both it and the San Luis Obispo Elections Office will accept early voting ballots. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News.
News. I'm CJ Papa. The U.S. Navy guiding ships in the very dangerous waters of the Strait of Hormuz.
Early sign of success for Project Freedom. The U.S. Military Central Command said just a few hours ago, two U.S. flagged merchant ships were successfully escorted out of the Strait of Hormuz by a pair of American destroyers. Now, Iranian claimed it fired a missile and hit one of those destroyers, something Central Command is refuting.
Fox's Lucas Thompson reporting from Dubai. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent earlier on America's Newsroom.
The Iranians do not have control of the strait. We have absolute control of the strait.
It says the U.S. begins Project Freedom. Officials in the United Arab Emirates saying it's safe and residents may resume normal activities. A missile alert sounded earlier for the first time since the ceasefire in the Iran war. America's listening to Fox News.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association is pleased to announce the annual Paso Robles Olive and Lavender Festival this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Enjoy everything the olive and lavender industries have to offer. Demonstrations, arts, crafts, collectibles, food, and more. The annual Paso Robles Olive and Lavender Festival this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free. More info at pasorobles.downtown.org.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Already some clouds hanging around today. A little bit of sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s. Clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine and clouds mixed in. Upper 60s on your Tuesday. Wednesday will warm up a little bit. Mid to upper 70s, and here we go. Mid-80s on Thursday, Friday upper 80s, Saturday and Sunday low 90s, and a week from today, mid-80s. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 6:08 a.m., 7:52 p.m. We're at 52 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have the administrative fire captain from the city of Paso Robles, Mr. Ross Porter. He'll join us again as we get ready for fire season. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Susanna is back after maternity leave, and she'll have on Mr. Steve Hayward. They will be talking about the governor's race here in the Golden State. So enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just call them, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL. Indeed. Thank you very much. Let's see here. What do we have on the email? Would it be possible to have a teacher, preferably high school, on Sound Off to speak to the state of education today? Well, as they say, anything is possible, but there's a couple of things to consider. I know, you know, we're coming up on summer vacation, but how do I put it this? If they're still teaching, most, if not all, are reluctant. And if they are retired, there's a couple who probably would. But the other side of it is they still have some friends in the public school system and so forth. So there is, shall we say, some fear of retributions. So it's not impossible, but certainly it would be interesting. I'm going to give you kind of a heads up here. In about a month, there is a group of students in the North County here. And since they'll be on summer vacation, I plan on having them on Sound Off several times during their summer vacation. Again, these are freshmen and sophomore and so forth. And it'd be interesting to get their views, and not necessarily just on education, but just their views of what they see as they're growing up. And I've wanted to do something with the kids for many, many years, and it was always a little bit difficult. Not from the standpoint because anybody was hindering them. It's just the time constraints and so forth. But this looks like it's going to work out. So they approached me several months ago. And so anyway, just a little something to perhaps look forward to. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL on the email. This goes back, I forgot to bring it up, but good morning, Kevin. I've been following Cal Poly baseball for the last couple of years. They have an excellent program. Indeed, they do, and they've had an excellent program for many years. I have attended some of their games, and they are ranked high in the division. I'm surprised you don't report on them knowing you're a baseball. Well, I don't get any information regarding sports from Cal Poly. None. Zero. Zero, 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 zero. Let's see here. Good morning. This last Saturday, I was driving down Spring Street when I saw protesters at the park. It appeared that they were Trump haters. Was protest advertised? Do you know what it represented? I have no idea. Unless it was a carryover from May Day. I don't know. We didn't get any information regarding the protests, at least. I didn't see anything come across our email. Did you, Chris?
Nope, nothing.
Yeah. Did you hear any of the Well, I don't. Let me see. Was I downtown on Saturday? Was I downtown on Saturday? I'm trying to think. I came back into town. No, I came back into town at this end, so I didn't. I didn't see anything that was going on down Spring Street because I got off at, you know, obviously here at 36th and just boom, came to the station and did some things and. And went home the same way. So, anyway. All right, let's see here. You Gen Zers out there. Oh, once again, they, America's snack habits are getting a makeover. Well, it's, that kind of coincides with the intake of alcohol and wine and so forth. People from certain generations are not as in thrall to participate as other generations. And the Gen Z and the Gen Alpha. Okay, Chris, Gen Alpha, what age are we talking there?
They're younger than me, I know that for sure, but I don't know the exact demographics. I'd probably say it's safe to assume that most kids in elementary, middle, and potentially high school these days are Gen Alpha, but high school might still be on the lower end of Gen Z.
Okay, so I don't really follow. I just hear that it's the whatever generation, the this and so forth. Are, like, in your generation, is it a smaller time span than the baby boomers?
What is smaller time span?
Of the years that you're considered in this generation.
I think it's larger, actually, because, I mean, baby boomers is a lot easier to identify, where you can just kind of estimate it to, you know, the years immediately following World War II. Whereas Gen Z, you know, it goes all the way back to 1996, and I was born in 99. And if there's kids, you know, 10 years younger than me that are also still considered Gen Z, then that's a pretty long time.
Okay, because I think the boomers went to, what, 64?
I'm not certain.
I'm not either. Anyway, so okay, so it's longer than I thought. Anyway, the snack aisle at the grocery store may be looking a little different. Younger consumers, they are reshaping demand. They're favoring snacks with simple ingredients, more nutritional benefits, and obviously, like many of us, lower upfront costs. That's according to some surveys that have gone out. Now, what it says is 35% of parents who are buying snacks for their households with Gen Alpha kids born after 2010 say they prioritize natural ingredients, while 34 are actively seeking high protein options. Well, here's a question I have. The parents are buying the snacks. Are the kids eating them? I guess I should assume they are if the parents are buying them, but let me see, Chris. You were in school during the Obama administration?
Yes.
Okay. Do you in grade school, high school?
Grade school through middle school. The Trump administration started as soon as I ended high school.
Okay, so, and since you were in younger grades, I don't know if you remember when the First Lady, Michelle Obama, she really kicked in the healthy foods at school. Do you remember that?
Only vaguely.
Were you?
I didn't really care. It's just, you know, give my damn food.
So, yeah, but I mean, did you particularly care that this so-called was going to be healthier food?
I don't know what she did to change it because, you know, I was still having some pretty unhealthy stuff looking back on it. Not that I was complaining or that I will complain now.
Okay, which, by the way, I have talked to some people. Well, excuse me, I've known some people that worked in some schools that were in the, you know, the food part of it, cafeteria, whatever. And they would just shake their head in the amount of waste. Not all, but most of the kids just didn't want the so-called, you know, healthy stuff. They wanted the, and now, did they have snack machines on campus?
Only in high school.
Okay, and what was that, like chips and stuff like that?
Chips, Pop-Tarts, a Rice Krispie treat, that kind of stuff.
Okay, assuming they were pretty popular. I mean, people were...
If you're talking about hot Cheetos, yes.
Okay. All right, so they have all this healthy stuff that the kids don't want to eat, and knowing full well that kids want to eat 24 hours a day at that age, and they're going to go buy some food. All right, 25% of consumers overall say they actively look for snacks without synthetic additives, including dyes. That's according to the poll. And this shift has become... of going back with the FDA, moving to ban the red dye, including in this state. And so the brands are rethinking their ingredients and their marketing tactics as well, which you do that over time anyway. Now, according to this, something I don't do, consumers are paying more attention to labels. I know you don't either, do you?
No.
I don't.
Sometimes I'll look at it and think, I better get something else over the other, but no.
Right. Okay.
But even then, you know, I'm not looking for specific ingredients. I'm just saying, okay, between these two unhealthy snacks, which one has less sugar in it or which one has more fiber?
I'm looking at the picture to see how good it looks. It's what I'm doing, okay? I'll just do that. All right, so the younger consumers, which means they're paying more attention, they're moving away from traditional brands because they don't trust them. Wow. And unless something came up in, you know, with a particular product, even over time, I never would pay much attention, again, unless it was, you know, some major news story on, you know, E. coli or something like that. But, yeah, I just don't. All right, so the brands are just simplifying labels, and they're into transparent. Oh, there's another word. I just absolutely hate that word. All right, so we'll see long term if it continues, and what the effects will be from a nation, and you know, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. On the health push. So we'll see if this is it. I guess you could say that they're being more informed. All right, I mentioned that this afternoon Susanna's back, and she's going to be having Steve Hayward on, and they're going to be talking about the governor's race. And one of the people, and if this is a guideline for you, many fish wraps around, well, I shouldn't say many, a few fish wraps around the state have, shall we say, are throwing their support for Katie Porter. Now, Katie Porter, she has been in the news before. If you remember going back, she was the one that was scrutinized for shouting and using F-bombs and so forth on camera at a staffer and threatening to quit an interview with a journalist. And her behavior has raised quite a few questions in California about whether she's fit to run. And most recently, she made it back in the news. She sent an email to donors that included the phrase F Trump four times, once even in the subject line, and this was just a day after the most recent assassination attempt on President Trump. And but we have some fish wraps here in the state, and I think even the local one are throwing their weight behind her. So I know that since there's on the Democratic side, there's quite a few still left in the race, you might want to do a little looking, because it's very easy nowadays to look up information on any public official. In some cases, you don't have to type in anything specifically. You can just type in their name, and stories may come up, or some bio information, or just their own personal, or the campaign website. So that is something to think about and to be aware of. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let me see here. They are there most Saturdays, TDS Paso style. What is this? Oh, Trump deranged symptom? Oh, I didn't know that they are there most Saturdays. Okay. Are they interfering with traffic flow or anything like that? Let's see here. This must be an old post, so just go by the years, as the ages aren't accurate. I was born in 64, the youngest of the boomers, and I'll be 62 this year.
Oh, I saw that text as well. It is baffling to me that somebody who's, according to this graph anyway, 7 years old is part of my generation. Or I guess, no, this graph was taken, but still, 2012. Still in Gen Z. That'd be 14 right about now.
Okay, so let's see here. The baby boom. Yeah, 46 to 64. Youngest today. The greatest generation. See, I don't. For that, well, I'm going to assume that we probably don't have, unfortunately, many of the greatest generation. That's 1910 to 1924, but I didn't hear the word the greatest generation until, what was it, Tom Brokaw. So I don't know if we always referred to a generation of people with a label, because after the greatest generation from 1914 to 1910, then it was the silent generation. Which, I never heard of that until now. 25 to 45, then, of course, the baby boomers, 1946 to 64, then it goes on. So we have labels for everything. And, okay, so the baby boomers, I think, is kind of self-explanatory because of the boom, not only, you know, after the war, but also the growth of American and the cities and so forth. Chris, what is the, when there's a reference to, like, okay, the Gen Z, What does the Gen Z mean? The Z mean in Generation Z?
I guess it just means the last generation before the turn of the millennium.
Okay, that's simply that's all.
Yeah, I believe so. Yes, which is why, you know, after Gen Z comes Gen Alpha, because that's the first generation after the turn of the millennium.
All right. Okay, that simplifies things. So, whatever part you're of, it looks like, though, for the younger ones, we are maybe not graduating with good test scores or, I mean, good grades or something like that, or no math or science, but supposedly that you're deciding to eat a little bit more, shall we say, responsibly. We'll see how long that lasts. Although they say, you know, good habits start young, right? That's something that's been said for years, but I think a lot of people probably break them when they get out in the real world. All right, let's see here. On this day in history, this is a memorable day for many people. It was on this day in 1970 that National Guardsmen killed the students at Kent State University. That was during the Vietnam War protest. And two of the students killed were bystanders. I'm sure many of you have seen the clips of it, And, of course, you know, double hockey sticks broke out through around the country. And who was it, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, or was it Neil Young, wrote the song Ohio, Four Dead in Ohio. Memorable day. Memorable day in the history. Let's see, what else happened on this day? Oh! This guy used to have a radio show, and he was on KPRL, and you will remember Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. He was convicted on this day in 1989 of aiding and abetting in the obstruction of Congress, destroying classified government documents, and receiving an illegal gratuity as part of the Iran-Contra affair. Now, I think the gratuity, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it a security fence at his home? I think. Maybe I remember that. All right, let's see here. Well, this ties in with a presidential assassination. The trial began on this day in 1982 for John Hinckley Jr., who shot President Reagan, and James Brady in an attempt to impress actress Jodie Foster. Brady was left paralyzed from the gunshot, and, of course, he and his wife went on. This was a start of a big push for lots of gun control in the United States of America. Now, let's see here. A service agent and a D.C. police officer were also shot, but they survived. And Hinckley was subdued and apprehended at the scene. He would be found not guilty by reason of insanity and sentenced to psychiatric care. And he was released, by the way, in 2016 to live full-time at his mother's home. Well, what after happens after his, because his mother can't be that young. All right. And, oh boy. Here you go. In 1923, New York State repeals its Prohibition Enforcement Act. While prohibition laws were still in effect federally, New York no longer made an effort to enforce them. Gee, I wonder why. Federal prohibition had been in effect as per the 18th Amendment since 1920, and while it did not prohibit the consumption of alcohol, it did ban the sale, manufacture, and transportation of alcoholic beverages. Again, as we've said many times over the years, how did that work out? Another fine decision by the United States government. And in 1865, May 4th, the last major Confederate Army surrenders. And also in 1846, on this day, Michigan passed a law banning capital punishment for murder and lesser crimes. Again, this was in 1846. All right, gonna kick it in the pants.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. Pastorable City Council will continue discussing its budget for the next fiscal year, which must be approved by the end of June. In previous meetings, the council discussed and approved broader, overarching goals for the city, while its next meeting tomorrow will present estimated revenues and expenditures for the next few fiscal years. City of Atascadero held its 10th annual Tamale Festival this weekend, starting on Friday and continuing into Saturday. Over 23 tamale vendors were in attendance, with the Best Tamale Contest, Tamale Eating Contest, and Pet Costume Contests held. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have the administrative fire captain from the city of Paso Robles, Ross Porter, on. And then 1 o'clock hour, Susanna's back from maternity leave. She'll have on Steve Hayward. They'll be talking about the governor's race here in California. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.